Gemara's. You're holding up your Gimel on the days. First, there's also going to be Cheskel Va'eram. V'hine ruach sarabo min atzofen. And he saw, and there was a stormy wind coming from the north. Onon godo v'esh. There was a big cloud there, and there was fire. Mitlakachas going rolling around. V'noigeloi sovin. It went around him. U'mitoicho kena chashmal mitoichesh. And in the middle, there was like a chashmal in the middle of the fire. And we said before, chashmal means fire coming out when the malachim were talking. Marasar Vaychan also, where was this big storm of fire going? Omarav Yud Amarav. Sholach lichvash as kol olam kulo etachas Nebuchadnezzar Russia. It was going to capture the whole world under Nebuchadnezzar Russia. No, to give the whole world to Nebuchadnezzar. Why? The kol kach lama. How come Makiva Zaycha to rule over the whole world? The world should not say the Yad Umas Shavala Masra Kodesh Baruch Hu is bonav. That Kodesh Baruch Hu gave over his children of Klal Yisrael into a low nation. Now, so when came Golas Bavel, when they had to go out of Eretz Yisrael, Hashem put them into Golas. He gave them over to a big kingdom, to Nebuchadnezzar. Shouldn't say like he gave them over to a shuffle, to a low nation. Gave them over to the ruler of the whole world. Oh my Kodesh Baruch Hu, Migorim li sheye shamash li evdi psilim. Who caused me that I should be a shamash? Like when Klal Yisrael goes into Golas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there also. So who caused me Hashem also to have to be mishamish by the goyim? Is Avonisayim Shal Yisrael Hen Gormali. It's the Averis that the Jews do that caused that Hashem had to put Klal Yisrael into Golas, out of Eretz Yisrael, and Golas Bavel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there also. Then the Potter says, the era HaChayos, he saw the Chayos, Vinei Oifen Echad Boritz. One wheel was on the ground. Eitzol achayis near the chayis. So what does the pasuk mean? Amar Rav Lozer, malach echad shu oimed baritz. There was one malach, it means one angel, that he was standing on this ground. V'roisha magi eitzol achayis, and his head reached, that's how tall this malach was, all the way up to the chayis. From Asis of Tom and the Bryce, it says, Sandlafen Shemoy. That's his name. His name is Sandlafen. And Hagviya Mechaveroi, he's taller than all those other Chaverim, Mahalach Chomish Meyashana, he's taller than all the other ones, 500 years worth of height. Because if somebody wants to walk for 500 years, that's how much taller he is than the other ones. V'yoymed Achurei HaMakova, this Malach is standing in back of the Makova, V'koyshek Sorom Lekoinoi, and he's making crowns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what this Malach is doing. But the more any, it's not that way. V'oksiv the Pasuk says, Baruch Kavod Hashem M'Koymoi, Michlal de M'Koymoi Lekha de Yodalei, that Hashem should give cover to Hashem M'Koymoi from his place. Mashmah that the Malachim did not know exactly where Hashem's place is. And here it says that the Malach was standing right by Hashem and putting kester, putting crowns on top of him. So Gemara says, Diyomah Hashem Atago, he just said like Hashem's name, V'yozov Yosef Reisha, true, the Malach himself didn't know exactly where Hashem was. He was just like saying, this crown is for Hashem, and by itself the crown went to Hashem. Omar Rava, Kol Shero Yecheskel Ro Yishayo. Whatever Yecheskel saw, Yishayo also saw. Loma Yecheskel Daim, what is Yecheskel Daim to? Leven Kfar Shero Asamelech. Leven Kfar, that's like from a suburb. Leven Kfar, from a village. He sees the king. V'lom Yishayo Daim, who is Yishayo Melech Daim to? Leven Kfar, from person to a bigger city. To the big city. So Rashi learns, Roy Yishayo, Kishiros Olu Bruch HaKodesh, Kimoshinema V'yeres Hashem Yesh V'kisir Romanisa. That Yishayo also had like Nevius, also had Bruch HaKodesh. That a Bruch HaKodesh spoke to him also. Ela Shloi Chosh Mepharash Es HaKol, Shoi Ben Melochim Agod V'Paltiyun, O Ben Krach Roy Yisamelech, and a Nivo V'yena Tema V'yena Chosh Lesaper. Yishayo, he was the king, like he was used to seeing Hashem. So when he had Bruch HaKodesh, so he wasn't surprised about it. So he didn't go to write it all down. Mashen Kain Yecheskel, he wasn't so ruggled by Hashem. So therefore, when he got a Nevius, when he saw what was going on, he wrote it down. But really, Yishayo saw all these things also. Amar Resh Lakish, what does the pasuk say? Or Shira LaHashem Kigo Go. I'll sing to Hashem for the High One. Shira Lemisha Mizgol Alagayim. I'll sing to Hashem that He's above everybody else. The Yom Ha'ma was said like this. Melech Shebechayis Ari.
Who is the king of the Chayas? That's the Ari, the lion. Melech Shebehemus, sure. Who's the king over the animals? That's the ox. Melech Shebeyoifus Nesher. The king of the birds is the eagle. The Odom is Gol Aleim. And the person is greater than all of them. He like rules over all of them. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mizgoy Akulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules is on top of Gaya, is above all of them. The HaKol Alam Kula, and is above the whole world also. Yekosav, that's Pshat, Ashiru Al Hashem, Ki Go Go. Hashem is above everybody. Kosav, Achroim, one Pasuk says, Udumus Pinayim Pinayodim. That the faces of these malachim, the phantom that was in front of Hashem, that the Cheskel says, that their faces looked, Pneiyem, Pnei Odom, one looked like a person, or Pnei Ari, one had the face of a lion, El Hayimili Abosim, was on the right side of the four of them, or Pnei Shor Mehasmuel, and the face of an ox was on the left side, Liabosim on the left of all four of them. That's what one Pasuk says. Or Ksiv, another Pasuk says, the Arbo Ponim Li Echod, that there were four faces to one, Pnei Echad, Pnei Akruv, Pnei Asheni, Pnei Odom. That one was the Pnei Akruv, one was the Pnei Odom, Vashlishi Pnei Ari, Varavi Pnei Nesher, Vilu Shor Lo Kachoshev. It's the second post, it doesn't say the face of a shore. Before it said one looked like a shore, so it's a steer. How do these four people look like? Some Rosh Lakish, Yecheskel Bikishol of Rachmim, Vahovchol Akruv. He changed it from a shore into a kruv. We'll soon see what a kruv is. Omalafon said, Kitego yasa snager, or Kitego should become a snager. Trashi, Kitego means Onu tzrichim shivakshu makrabasech oleinu rachmim, for yashor kitegahu. The shore are just going to like argue, say bad things for us. And we want by the kisei, by the makover of Hashem, that's the malachim that are all around Hashem, we want them to have rachim on us. So therefore we don't want a kateger, we don't want someone, a prosecutor, like the shor. Rashi says, kateger, the tzoyne, someone that hates you. Seneger, oyev, melitz yosher. So seneger means like your lawyer that will talk good for you. So therefore we changed it from a shor into a kruv. So the more my kruv, what is the kruv? Omer Rabbi Yavua Karvio, like a young child. Shrashi Pnei Tinik, the face of a young child. Shekain Bavovel Karin Yanuka Revio. In Bavovel they're called small children Revio. So that's what the fourth face was, like a small child. Omaleva Popola Baya. Elo Mayati is so, they said, one Pasuk says, Pnei Echad Pnei Akruv. Or Pnei Hasheni Pnei Odom. Of course, the same thing then. You're telling me Pnei Akruv means the face of a child, and then Pnei Odom, of course, the same thing. V'yashlishi Pnei Ari. V'yoravi, the fourth one was Pnei Nesher, the face of an eagle. For the Gemara, Hainu Pnei Kruv, Hainu Pnei Odom. Well, you're saying Kruv means a young child, but they both have the face of a person, so it's the same thing. So Mor says, no. Api Ravavi V'api Zutri. True, they both look like people, but one is like an adult, and one is like a kid, so it's two different things. Trashi, Hainu Pnei Kruv, Hainu Pnei Odom. Mahein Pnei Kruv, Mahein Pnei Odom. V'chilo Yechren, it's the same thing. Teret is no, Api Rabbi Bar Vizitri. V'echad Pnei Godo, V'echad Pnei Koten. My Poshet, one looks like an older person, one looks like a young one. Fire to Kosov, Echorem, one Posik says, Sheish Kenofayim, that these Malachim, whatever it is, these four, had six wings to it. Sheish Kenofayim. Sheish Kenofayim Liyechad, each one had six wings. The cost of Echraimer one says, V'yarbo ponim liyachas, V'yarbo kenofayim liyachas mihen. They only had four wings. Skorot Astira. One says that six, one says that they have four wings. Well, Akasha. Kan bizman she besim mitishkayim. Kan bizman shein besim mitishkayim. That means, Kivayochol she nismaito kan feyachayis. That Akash Bochol made it smaller. Bizman the besim mitish, they had six wings. Bizman the churban, they lost two wings. Rashi comes much shemitish kaim. B'yemei Yeshayo hoya mitish kaim. The mechayim, the first bias was still standing when Yeshayo was talking. V'yemei Yecheskel kvar yigia zman sheyechruv. Mashenka, when Yecheskel spoke already, that was after the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. V'nismato famal yishemalo. And after the churban of the Beis Hamikdash here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made upstairs his famalia, the people around him also smaller. So therefore the malachim lost two wings. Marahai minai we might. Which one was lost? Omarav Chananel, Omarav. Oisan Shoimera Shira Behen. The ones that they say that they use to say Shira with. They sing to Hashem with. Ksivach, one Pasuk says, Ubishtayim Yoifif. with two they fly. The korozel zev yomar uksev hisoyef enachaboy v'nenu. That they go up and you don't see them anymore. Shashu v'shtayin oifef v'somachle v'korozel zev al mahanech ninu t'yamru bushiro shemeskasha shayis b'kor k'nefeyim. How do the malachim sing to Hashem? Mashma, they wing, they wave their wings, and by waving their wings, that's the way they sing to Hashem. That's the next person, they weren't there anymore. As yet, the Churban Abayis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu took away the two wings that the malachim used to sing with. So more the picture they show with wings, but it says not so far-fetched, I say. Well, you see pictures of malachim with wings on them, is that they say, used to say shir with them. Right, the Rabbonin Am Rabbonin say, Oyser Shemachasas Ben Ragleim. No, the wings that used to cover their feet. Shenem on the Pusik says, V'Ragleihem Regli Yeshura. Masma, their feet are straight. Now, V'Lav Dimayit Minohevi Yoda. If not that they took away the wings, that now they could see their feet, how would Yechesko know their feet were straight? So Mashma, that's what was missing in the times of Yechesko, that the wings that usually covered up their feet, those two wings were taken away. For the Gemara, no. Maybe they had the wings that covered their feet. Now, Puk, when Yecheskel saw, the wings were up, were uncovered, you could see their feet. Dilo, Taimloch, if you don't want to say like this, Udmus Pnei and Pnei Yodim. It says Yecheskel saw them, and the face looked like a person. Is Ochinami Demayit? You want to tell me now that the wings, Mashma, the Malachim there, they have wings that cover the whole body. So when the wings are normal, you can't see anything. And here Yecheskel saw their face and saw their feet. So what you have to tell me then is we saw their face means that those wings were missing. Elo, what do you have to say? They weren't missing, but rather, Tigloi v'chazilei. At that time when Yecheskel looked, the wings were uncovered, and he was uncovering the face and was able to see the face. So maybe Hochinami, Tigloi v'chazilei. Maybe the wings that usually cover their feet were on the Malachim, but just now when Yecheskel looked, they were uncovered. It's a shtake, it's normal like that, the person uncovers his face. So man, it's okay, the malachim uncover the face. But here the malachim was standing in front of Hashem, so it's not nice to uncover your feet. So if the malachim would have had their wings that cover their feet, when they were standing in front of Hashem, for sure the wings would have been covering their feet. So since Yecheskel was able to see their feet, mashma, those wings were missing. Right, the cost of Echlin 1 Pasuk says, Elef Alfim Yishamshuni, that Hashem had thousands, Elef Alofim, thousand were serving me. For Rabboi Revovon Kadmoi, and there were tens of 10,000s in front of me. Yekumen, were standing in front of Hashem. That's one Pasuk. The cost of Echlin, another Pasuk says, Hayesh Mispo Lagdudov, is there any count, no matter how many troops are in front of Hashem? Mashmi can't count them. And here it says there are 10,000s, and here it says you can't count them at all. True, at that time, you couldn't count how many servants Hashem have upstairs. Or the that we had before, Hashem was made it smaller, and now there wasn't count how many, thousands of thousands, and 10,000s of 10,000s. As we said before, Bizman Shem Bishmitishkayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his familiar, the people next to him, smaller. Tanya, Rabbi Yoimer, Mishum Abba Yoisi Ben Doisoi, Elef Alfi Misham Shuni, a thousand of thousands were serving Hashem. Mispar Gedud, that's the account of the Gedud. Echo Mispar Elef Alfi Misham Shuni, Mispar Gedud, Echot, or the Gedud of a Mispar. And to Gdudov there was no account. That's Mispah Gdud Echre. That's the Mispah of one like a troop. Of a Gdudov to how many troops he had there, that's a Mispah. That's the Territ of Nostira. One troop, Taka, was made out of 1,000. But how many troops he had there, it doesn't say that's a Mispah. That there's no account for. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omer, Elef Alfim Yishamshuni, thousands of thousands to serve me. Lenor Diner, for this place, Nor Diner, Rashi, Dai Kronami, Gabi Nor Diner Ksiv. That's this place, this river. Shenem, the apostle says, Nor Diner, Neged, Venofik Min Kadmoy, Elef Alfim Yishamshuni. And from this place, from this river, came out thousands of thousands to serve me. For Rabbi Revovin Kadmo Yekumen, and tens of 10,000 came in front of Hashem. For the Mar Mehecha Nofek, where did these Malachim come from? Mizayoson Shochayis, from the sweat of the Chayis. That's where they come from. The Chayis are also other type of Malachim that are upstairs by Hashem. Olahechon Shofek, where does all this Zayir, where does the sweat go to? Amarav Zutra Batuvio Amarav. Our Rosh Rishoyim Gehenim. It goes down to the heads of the Rishoyim in Gehenim. Shneimar the Pasuk says, Hinei Saras Hashem. The wind of Hashem, Chama Yotza V'Sor Mischelel our Rosh Rishoyim. Yechelel. It goes on top of the heads of the Rishoyim. V'Ravachar Bayakov Oma Al Asher Koimtoi. On the people that had a special degree, like we'll soon see, a special gzera was upon them, like we'll soon see what it means. Al Tatu Kodurus Shehevir Minoilam Koideman Toiro Hulei Boron. Like we'll soon see, there were this amount of Durus that Hashem did not create beforehand. For Nosnum Gehenim, he put them into Gehenim. For Yaleim Life, on these they came. On these people it fell. We'll soon see. So he says, Al Asher Koimtu, on the people that were supposed to be created, but were not created. Shinema the Pasuk says, Asher Koimtu, V'loi Eis Nohor Yoitzik Yisoidim. Tanya will honor this. Amr Rav Shimon Achosid. Elu, what does it mean, Asher Koimtu? These people that were supposed to be created, but were not created. What does it go on? Elu, Tishir Meos V'Shivim V'Yabo Dorus. 974 generations. Sher Koimtu Liboris. That real HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create. Shrashi means Nigzeru Liboris. Hashem made Gzeru, they should be created. Koidem Shinivroilam, before the world was created. But Hashem didn't. V'loim Yivro, and He did not create them. Izoman HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'shostam V'chol Dor V'dor. Hashem spread them out in all the generations. V'heinein Azeponim. These are the people that are Azeponim that don't have respect. Shrashi Koidem Shinivroilam means Nigzer Aleim Liboris Lios Koidem Antoira. Really, Mantur was supposed to be first given after 1,000 generations. L'kayim ha-shenemar, dover tziva l'elavdor. Shem says, l'elavdor, that will be the dover, that will be the Torah. Ruya oysa Torah l'nosan l'soif elavdor. Really, Hashem should have given the Torah after 1,000 generations. U'kishuro sh'enoylem eskayim b'loy Torah, because Baruch Hu saw the world cannot exist without the Torah, is omad v'tordam v'nosan l'soif chof v'avdoris. Hashem gave the Torah after 26 generations. Mayodim Rishon Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. There were 26 generations. So his extra 974, he spread out all over the future generations, and he's darshan now l'gnai for the beard that these were the Azeponim, these were the people that don't have respect. Shebador. For Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Asher Koimtu L'Brocha. No, if I can't, it means there's a Brocha, these were good people. Who? The Pasuk says, who did say the post is talking about the tzaddikim? That means elu talmidei chachamim shem is kamotim atzmon adivrei Torah b'olam hazeh, that they work very hard, they lower themselves on this world learning Torah. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu megalo lehen soid elam abo. When they come up to elam abo, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megalo to them the soidus of the Torah. Things they didn't understand on this world, Hashem explains to them on the next elam abo. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Nohor Yoitzek Yisoidim. Her goes out, Yisoidim means that Yisoidis would be told to them later on. Omalei Shmuel Lechaya. So Shmuel said to Chaya Bar Rav, Bar Rai, he was the son of a big Talmud Chochem. That's where Shmuel told him, Toakom, Emelechom Milsam Mahanim Mila Miao Yisoh, let me tell you over some very good things to have Omar Ovuch, that your father used to say. So Shmuel was coming to Chiya Bar Rav now and telling him over things that his father said. Said like this, Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim, every day, Nivroyin Malachai Hashoris. There are no Malachai Hashoris created. Minohor Dinor, from Nohor Dinor. V'Yamri Shira, and they say Shira to Hashem Abatli, and then they're just destroyed. That's the whole creation, is just to say Shira to Hashem. Shenem the Pasuk says, Chadoshim labkorim rabbe munasecha. Shrashi rabbe munasecha, rabbe tilasecha leim. There's a lot of tila that they're saying. Upligi the Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni. The Hiyagas on the Shmuel ben Achmeni. The Yomer of Shmuel ben Achmeni, Yomer of Yonasim. Kol dibo ve dibo sheyetzim api HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every dibo, every word that comes out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth is nivro mimenu malach echad. There's a malach that's created from every Dibur of Hashem. Shenemar Pasuk says, B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. With the words of Hashem, the Shemayim was created, of Ruach Piv Kol Tzavon. And also, Ruach Piv from his mouth is Kol Tzavon. That's the whole Tzavon of the Malachim. Kost of Echoreim, one Pasuk says, Levushay Kiseleg Chir. This is new kasha now. One Pasuk says, Levushay, the Lovush by Hashem, is white, Kiseleg Chir, like white snow, Vesayir Reisha Kiyomer Nikiyah, Noka. And his hair is white, like white wool. V'ksiv, another Pasuk says, Koitsoisov Taltalim Shchiris, Kerev, that Hashem's hair is black, like an arrow, like a raven. Skurtsesmira. So Mar says Lakasha, Khan be Yeshiva Kamba Machoma. Depends what Hashem is doing. When Hashem is sitting down in peaceful times, then he's like a Zokin, it looks like white. When it's out Muchoma, the Mar says, the Yom Amar, Ein Lucho no be Yeshiva la Zokin. Who is good to be in Yeshiva sitting down with peaceful time, that's like a Zokin, an older person, Hashem looks like white. The Ein Lucho no be Muchoma la Bochur. But the best one to go out to fight is with young. So therefore then Hashem has black hair, as if to say it looks like a Gibor, like a young Gibor. Kost of Echorim, one Pasuk says, Karseho Sevivon Diner. Trashi Mashma Kisa Yechot. Mashma is one Kisa in front of Hashem. Karseho Sevivon Diner. Hashem's Kisa came out from fire from the Diner. The cost of Echoreimer, Aden Carson, Romo, Viatik, Yemen, Yosef, Mashma, Carson, plural, there were two kiseis. So Mashma, Hashem has two kiseis next in. Trashi, Carson, Romo, maybe. Yeah. So that's the steering of two psukim here. That one posik is Mashma, he only has one kisei, and one posik is Mashma, he has two kiseis. So Gemara answers, Loikasha. Echod loy v'yechod l'dover enechnami. One is fim and one is for Dovra Melech. That Hashem has a special kisei for Dovra Melech. Kiratanya, like we learned, echod loy v'yechod l'dover, divri Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva said, that's Pshan the Psukim. Hashem has a special kisei next to him for Dovra Melech. Omo loy Rabbi Yosef Lili. Akiva, ad mosayat oisa shchina choyl. How could you make that the shchina Hashem choyl? Shrashi choyl. Loishiv Adam Betzido, do you say that Hashem put someone right next to him? It can't be. Elo, but it's shot in the two kiseis like this. Echo the din, the echo tzedaka. Hashem has one kisei sits on when he does din, judgment, and one is tzedaka, like Barachman, two different kisei Hashem has. It's a kisei of Rachman, a kisei of din. Kibla minei, the Gemara says, or like Kibla minei. Did he accept it or not? So Tosh, you know, did he accept this answer or not? They say that there's not one for Dovra Melech, but rather one was for Din and one was for Tzedakah. Toshima, Echol Din, V'Echol Tzedakah, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. You see, he accepted it. One is for Din and one is for Tzedakah, it's good. Omo lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Elazar ben Azariah said, even this is not right pshat. Akiva, Malach Leitzel Haggadah. What are you doing, learn Darshin Tzukim by Haggadah? Klach Midvrosecho Eitzel Negoyim V'Holis. Go rather learn Shtakr and Yonim. Hey, go learn Mishnayis, Nagoyim, Oilis. Don't go into Dashanim Sukkim here. Right? They didn't like his Pshat in the Pasuk either. Elo Echo, the Kisev Yechel Leshafrav. About there's only one Kisei Hashem has, not two Kiseis. So what the Pasuk means is, Hashem has the chair, the Kisei, for Shafrav, that's the footstool he has. Kisei Leshav Olov, the Kisei has to sit on, and Shafrav Ladoim Raglov, that's the footstool that he puts his feet on. That's the Pshat in the two Pesukim. So Avad Hashem himself only has one Kisei. Just one is to sit on and one is for his foot. Shenemah, the Pesuk says, HaShemayim Kisei, the Shemayim is Hashem's Kisei, V'yoretz Adam Raglai. And the Yoretz, that's the place where his feet stay. So that's the two things. There's a Kisei and there's a footstool. Kiyosi Rav Dimi Yomer. When Rav Dimi came and said like this, Shemayna Asara Klolois, Kilol Yishayo es Yisrael, that Yishayo gave 18 different curses about Klal Yisrael. They're saying the bad things that's happening to Klal Yisrael. Again, Yishayo was right before the Churban Abayis. He was saying about the Kolos. He was telling Klal Yisrael all the bad that you are doing. Strashi Kilol Yishayo es Yisrael Kloima Nisnaba Leyim Yutches Pronis. He said about them, you're going to get back 18 punishments for all the ra, all the bad that you are doing. But still, the Gemara says, "Lo niskar adaitoi." He did like finish. He said, "This is not enough." At Shomalem Amikras did, till he said the last pasuk, that Yiravu Hanar B'Zokhin, so to come a time that the young children are going to act not nice to the Zokhin, the older person, V'Hanikla V'Nichbad. And the Nikla means a person that's not respectful is going to be like a ruler over the Nichbad, over the respectful person. That there'll be a chutzpah, that the young ones won't look up to the Zokhin, they'll talk back to the older people. Trashi Yiravu means Yizgol. They'll think they're greater. As the young will think they're greater than the older, and the nuclear people that are not respectful will think they're greater than the respectful people. Now, Shmoina Asara Klolis Maninu. What are the psukim where Yeshayahu said these 18 Klolis? The Yechsev the Pasuk says, Kihi Nehu Adon Hashem Tzavokos. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mesim Yushlaim is going to take away from Yushlaim and Yehuda from Yehuda. Mishong, this is one Klolis, one Peronius. Hashem is going to take away the support. Umishana, also the support. What does this mean? Kol mishan lechem v'chol mishan mayim. The support of bread and the support of water. Gibor, there's going to be no gvura. Take away the gibor, the strong people. V'yish mechama, take away the yish mechama. Shofet v'novi, going to take away from Klal Yisrael, the shofet, the neviim. V'koisein, the zokein. We'll see what the more will explain each one. The zokin, sar chamishim, the head of 50, when the sui yeponim, people that are respectful to give, to act nice to, the yoyis, people that give you counsel, the chocham, and charshim, people keep quiet, the novin that understand, lochush ye. That Hashem will take away all these chashma people, Hashem will take away from Klal Yisrael. For no asati, what Hashem going to give them because of the averus, naorim, sarayim, the young people will be their kings, and the young kids will rule over them. That's what's going to be. Instead of the Chachamim, they're going to have young kids. Right, and now it explains. Mishon, what does it mean Hashem will take away the support? Eilu Bali Mikra. There's not going to be any more Bali Mikra. They won't know Chumash world. They won't know the Mikra. Mishana, the staff-like, Eilu Bali Mishnah. These are the people that know Mishnayis well. Hashem is going to take away from Christ, so there won't be any more people to know Mikra and to know even Mishnayis. Kegoin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taima, the Chaverov. These are the people that really know Mishnah. Pligibor, Rabbi Pop of Rabbonis, the Masoitish of Pop of Rabbonin. Chadama once said, Sheish Meyo is Sidre Mishnah. He nominally Mishnayasin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taima had. He had 600 Sidre Mishnah. That's called knowing real Mishnah. We only have Shisha Sidre Mishnah, we only have. He had 600. In other words, by him, Mishnayasin were Klolim. And he had so many different klolim. He was makabel from his Rebbe. He had 600 Mishnayisim. That was called the Baal Mishnah. And Chadama once says, no, 700 Sidre Mishnah. He had 700 different storm of Mishnayisim. That's how much Torah he knew. Vaita, Kol Mishan Lechem. What does it mean, Kol Mishan Lechem? Pasuk says, that means Elo Bali Talmud. Hashem is going to take away people that know Gemara. Bali Talmud are going to be taken away. Rashi says, Lechem Elo Bali Ashas. Just like you are satisfied in bread, that's what keeps you going. Who are then Bali Haron, people know Gemara, they're also Muslims, we rely on them. Now Hashem will take away commission lechem. Shinem and the Pasuk says, Lechu lachmai balachmai, v'shesu b'yayin misichtai. So Mashma, these are the people that the Bali Haron will be taken away. The Chol Mishan Mayim, all the support of water, what does that mean? Eila Bali Agoda, people not a darshan, Bali Agoda, say of Agoda, the stories, the mice is in the Gemara. She Moishchen Libra Shal Odom Kemayim, like Musa, that's Moishchen, it draws your lave like water, it draws you closer to Hashem. Really, the Vilna Gaon used to say, his Musa Sefer was Dain Yaakov. I mean, just learning through Hagodis and Shas, the Hagodis, that's Moishchen Lave, that Mamish makes your heart draw closer to Hashem. Kemayim Bagoda. Gibor, what does Gibor mean? Zu Bali Shmus. Somebody knows over all the Bali Shmus means things you heard over from your Rebbe. Things that don't say in the Gemara, but you heard it over from your Rebbe. That's called a Shmua, what you heard over. Shashi Bal Shmuis. Sheshoma Halochas Tsukais Murabaisov. Ushkuros Befim. He heard over a lot of lochas from his Rebbe, and it's in his mouth clearly, he could say it over. That's called Bali Shmus. These were also taken away. Yishvul Choma Zesh Yodeya Lisa Vlitin B'Macham Teshatayr. Is that Hashem took away an army? Doesn't mean people know how to fight, Mamish. It means people know how to fight in learning Torah. They're not a talk back and forth. Like Tamir Chomim, they argue back and forth. That's called Mechanta Shatara. He says a svara this way, and he says, no, you're wrong. He brings a proof. This Gemara is a proof in that Gemara. That's called Mechanta Shatara. Shoifet, what's a shoifet? Zadayin, Poshit, Shedan de Nemes Lamitoy. A shoifet means a judge that passed in the right halacha, Dan de Nemes Lamitoy. Novi kemashmo, Hashem takes away Nevi'im, that's like it says, there won't be any more Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael. Kaisim, what is it? Kaisim means the melech, a ruler, it means the melech. Shenema kisim ashiv se melech. So means Hashem took away, there won't be any more malachim in Klal Yisrael.
Alright, turn over.